In the world of executive coaching, there's a quiet revolution brewing. While many coaches focus on building rapport and creating safe spaces, John Blakey and Ian Day argue that what today's leaders truly need is something different, a coach willing to challenge them directly. Their book, Challenging Coaching, arrives at a critical moment when traditional coaching approaches face increasing scrutiny. As Sir John Whitmore, the godfather of modern coaching, writes in the foreword, it's time to break some golden rules. The book has sparked heated debate within coaching circles, with some practitioners accusing the authors of heresy, while others quietly encourage them to continue pushing boundaries. This controversial approach has found champions among high-profile business leaders who recognize that in today's complex business environment, comfortable conversations rarely lead to transformative results. As George Bernard Shaw might have observed about this provocative methodology, all great truths begin as blasphemies. Traditional coaching has primarily emphasized supportive techniques, building rapport, active listening, and maintaining a non-directive stance. While these approaches create psychological safety, they carry significant risks: collusion, aligning completely with the coachee's worldview, irrelevance, losing business focus, and self-obsession, fueling a me-me-me attitude. The authors introduced the support challenge matrix as a framework showing how optimal performance requires balancing both dimensions. The matrix reveals four distinct coaching environments. Low support, low challenge creates inertia and apathy, coaching sessions that feel pleasant but produce little change. High challenge, low support produces stress and defensiveness as coachees feel attacked without the psychological safety needed for growth. Low challenge, high support forms a cozy club where coaches and coachees enjoy their conversations but rarely push boundaries. The ideal quadrant, high challenge, high support, or what the authors call the loving boot, creates the conditions for maximum growth and performance. The challenge for coaches is developing versatility to move dynamically between these approaches rather than defaulting to one comfortable style. This requires recognizing when to push beyond comfortable conversations into what the authors call the zone of uncomfortable debate, that space where tension builds, disagreements surface, and the elephant in the room can finally be addressed. Like marathon runners who must push through hitting the wall, both coach and coachee need to recognize that sustainable breakthroughs only happen by working through discomfort to reach core issues. The most effective coaches calibrate their approach based on the specific circumstances, relationship trust level, and organizational context. They're willing to risk momentary discomfort for long-term transformation, recognizing that high-potential individuals are robust enough for strong debate and that productive tension serves positive transformation. Traditional coaching has been heavily influenced by therapeutic approaches, particularly Carl Rogers' person-centered therapy, with its emphasis on unconditional positive regard and non-directive techniques. While this heritage provided coaching with a rapid developmental path, it may now limit its ability to deliver the challenge executives need in today's complex business environment. The FACTS coaching model challenges three sacred pillars of traditional coaching: the non-directive approach, which prohibits coaches from directing topics, holding to the individual's agenda, potentially ignoring organizational needs, and building rapport, which can prevent necessary challenges. These principles, derived from therapeutic settings, unnecessarily limit coaching effectiveness when working with functioning professionals who need to be pushed beyond comfort zones. Instead, FACTS coaching rests on five foundational principles, three hidden treasures familiar to coaches, and two new gems. The hidden treasures are passionate curiosity, listening deeply without judgment, trust in the future potential of all, believing in people's capacity to grow, and letting go of status, expertise, and outcomes, serving without ego attachment. The new gems are build the contract, honor the contract, establishing clear agreements that can be referenced when accountability is needed, and speak your truth, face the facts, having the courage to communicate honestly even when uncomfortable. These principles support the five components of the facts approach. F. Feedback. Moving beyond traditional feedback to provide challenging insights that inform while balancing recognition with honest assessment. A. Accountability. Holding people responsible without blame, operating at personal, contractual, and systemic levels. C. Courageous goals. Pushing beyond incremental SMART objectives to engage courage and inspiration in pursuit of transformative outcomes. T. Tension. Creating constructive pressure that drives performance without causing burnout. S. Systems thinking. Maintaining sensitivity to broader ethical and organizational issues while focusing on results. This framework doesn't replace traditional coaching, but expands upon it once core skills are mastered and trust established. It's designed for experienced coaches, business leaders adopting coaching styles, and HR professionals promoting coaching cultures who are ready to embrace more challenging approaches. Feedback represents the first component of the facts approach. Coaches occupy a privileged position as witnesses to coachees' actions and words, creating a laboratory of learning where transformational feedback can occur. Yet many coaches avoid giving challenging feedback because they view it as too directive or worry about negative reactions. Effective feedback requires trust. The stronger the relationship, the higher the potential impact of challenging feedback. Facts feedback differs from traditional approaches by becoming increasingly challenging as the coaching relationship develops, with coaches willing to risk rapport to enter the zone of uncomfortable debate in search of sustained change. The authors present a six-stage model for delivering high-quality coaching feedback. 1. Observation, factually describing what happened without judgment. 2. Preparation and opening statement, carefully crafting the first words to name the issue with specific examples. 3. Impact, describing the emotional and business consequences. 4. Invite input and listen, exploring the shared reality through traditional coaching skills. 5. Reflection, allowing time for both parties to contemplate significant issues. 6. Action, focusing on constructive future change. While feedback in coaching traditionally focuses on the individual, the facts approach expands beyond this person-centered stance to involve organizational stakeholders and consider wider business impacts. This requires coaches to have intimate knowledge of the business context and leadership experience, challenging the notion that coaches don't need business leadership backgrounds. Consider the example of David, a senior manager working on improving his influence and impact. The coach notices that David consistently looks down at his notebook when speaking and speaks quietly, undermining his goal of being seen as confident and persuasive. Using the facts approach, the coach provides direct feedback about this behavior pattern, explaining the impact it has on communication. When David still looks at his notebook, despite nothing being written on it, the coach takes physical action by removing the notebook. This direct intervention leads to productive conversation and an action plan to address the habit that's holding David back from achieving his goals. Accountability represents the obligation to account for one's activities, accept responsibility, and disclose results transparently. Societal expectations around accountability have dramatically increased, driven by technology making information more accessible, younger generations' less deferential attitude toward authority, and public outrage following economic recessions. Business leaders now face unprecedented demands for transparency and ethical conduct in both personal and professional spheres. The facts approach identifies three progressive levels of accountability in coaching. Level 1 focuses solely on the coachee's personal actions and learning through questions about completed tasks and insights gained. Level 2 holds the coachee accountable to the coaching contract itself and their relationship with the coach, including honoring appointment commitments and addressing stakeholder expectations documented in the coaching agreement. Level 3 involves the coach acting as an agent of accountability for unrepresented stakeholders in the wider system, holding the coachee responsible to their organizational role, professional ethics, and impact on customers, staff, shareholders, and the public. This highest level requires coaches to have substantial business experience to credibly challenge coachees based on organizational strategy, business best practices, company values, and employee perspectives. Consider a coaching scenario with Peter, a managing director newly appointed to lead a business services operation in Singapore. In their first session, Peter identified openness as his top personal value. Now discussing a reorganization plan, Peter reveals he intends to communicate differently to different staff groups, deliberately withholding information from some. The coach challenges this contradiction with his stated value of openness, helping Peter explore potential consequences of both transparency and secrecy. Through accountability-focused questioning at personal, relationship, and organizational levels, the coach helps Peter develop a more authentic approach, starting with the key customer CEO before communicating with his boss and staff. The dialogue demonstrates how a facts coach can hold a client accountable to their own values while respecting complex stakeholder considerations. While goal setting is standard in traditional coaching approaches, conventional models like SMART, specific, measurable, agreed, realistic, timelined, are overly rational, left-brain approaches lacking emotional heart. In an age requiring transformation rather than incremental change, truly impactful goals should evoke excitement, fear, inspiration, imagination, wonder, and adventure. Qualities that demand courage to pursue rather than settling for safer, incremental objectives. The authors contrast SMART goals with their courageous equivalents, such as increase sales by 10% next quarter versus close the largest deal we've ever made, or be promoted within 3 years versus transforming into something entirely different. Using the metaphor of a caterpillar becoming a butterfly, they suggest that coaching's highest purpose isn't teaching incremental skills, but creating environments where natural transformation can occur. Sport often embraces courageous goals more readily than business. The authors share the inspiring story of rower Alan Campbell and his coach Bill Barry, how Alan, an overweight novice, declared his goal to win Olympic gold in Beijing 2008. Despite the audacity of this goal, Bill recognized Alan's determination and committed to a coaching partnership that led to remarkable achievements over 7 years. The authors identify cultural differences that inhibit courageous goal setting in business. Fear of failure. Athletes embrace failure while business leaders avoid it. Lack of goal alignment between stakeholders, inhibiting links between goals and compensation, and unnecessary complexity in business planning compared to the simple, direct approach in sport. The authors propose a three-step framework for setting courageous goals. 1. Dream. Encourage coachees to imagine without constraints, asking questions like, "What would be your equivalent of winning an Olympic gold medal?" and validating emotional reactions to ensure the goal is truly courageous. 2. Share. Challenge the coachee to publicly declare their goal, creating accountability and inviting feedback. 3. Start. Commit to a first step, however small, that signals serious intent. Courageous goals redefine the scale of the support challenge matrix itself, stretching both axes to create a transformational space rather than merely a developmental one. This expansion demands an order of magnitude difference in both support and challenge from the coach, requiring deeper contracting conversations where both parties commit to the risk, trust, and potential pain involved in pursuing truly ambitious goals. While excessive stress is harmful, appropriate tension can produce positive results for individuals and organizations. The Yerkes-Dodson law shows performance increases with arousal up to an optimal point before decreasing. The performance tension curve has three sections: the low-tension rust-out zone, where performance is poor due to boredom; the high-tension burnout zone, where stress overwhelms and performance drops, and the middle peak performance zone, where optimal tension creates high motivation, energy, and engagement. Unlike counseling, where reducing tension is often the goal, executive coaching typically works with high-performing individuals who thrive on tension. The coach must calibrate each coachee's optimal tension level through careful observation of body language, speech patterns, eye contact, and verbal responses. The coach can then consciously design interventions to identify and maintain the optimal level of tension-increasing challenge when sessions feel too relaxed, or providing more support when stress becomes counterproductive. The coaching relationship involves two interacting tension curves, the coaches and the coachees. Coaches must develop self-awareness about their own optimal tension levels by assessing their emotional state before, during, and after sessions. When coach and coachee have different optimal tension points, the coach may need to operate outside their comfort zone. The true test is whether the coach serves themselves or the coachee. If serving the coachee is primary, the coach must tolerate personal discomfort to optimize the coachee's performance. The authors provide practical techniques for dynamically managing tension levels. To increase tension, use silence, maintain prolonged eye contact, ask probing questions, challenge the coachee to take risks, make challenging statements, play devil's advocate, role-play opponents, or use approaches opposite to the coachee's style. To decrease tension, increase active listening, acknowledge feelings, provide affirmation, set more achievable goals, change environments, or shift conversation topics. Rising tension often signals that coaching has moved from surface levels, environment, behavior, capability, to deeper levels in Bateson's hierarchy, beliefs, values, identity. These deeper levels are more private and sensitive, creating emotional responses when challenged. The coach's role is to harness this emotional energy as a catalyst for change, helping coachees question limiting beliefs or resolve value conflicts. The authors argue that transformation happens in the heightened emotional state outside the comfort zone. Research supports that challenge correlates with job satisfaction, and intermittent stress builds psychological resilience and mental toughness. Unlike bullying that belittles, constructive tension comes from the coach's genuine belief in the coachee's potential. Systems thinking views everything as interconnected, where relationships between elements determine outcomes. While established in business thinking through works like Senge's The Fifth Discipline, it remains underutilized in coaching practice. The authors position systems thinking as a way for coaches to impact not just individuals, but entire organizations by understanding their interconnectedness. Four key concepts from systems thinking particularly apply to coaching. Suboptimization occurs when goals at a subsystem level, like an individual, are achieved at the expense of the total system's goals. In coaching, this happens when individual goals are achieved while undermining team or organizational objectives. FACTS coaching addresses this by mapping the nested systems in which individuals operate and engaging all relevant stakeholders. Emergence describes how complex systems exhibit new behaviors triggered by small changes, the butterfly effect, where minimal inputs can create dramatic outcomes. Coaches become active parts of organizational systems, and their interventions, however small, may create significant ripple effects throughout the organization. Fractals reveal how examining small-scale components can provide information about the entire system. Organizational cultures display fractal patterns, where individual behaviors reflect larger organizational patterns. Individual issues often reflect systemic patterns that can be addressed through coaching. Leverage points are places in a system where small interventions can produce large changes. In coaching, leverage points might be influential individuals, critical decision moments, or limiting beliefs that, when addressed, can create disproportionate positive impact throughout the system. The authors argue that intuition is the key to navigating complex systems in coaching. This requires three critical skills. 1. Sensitive listening goes beyond focused attention to achieve global listening, where coach and client are at the center of the universe, receiving information from everywhere at once. This profound sensitivity to unspoken information taps into what Jung called the collective unconscious. 2. System-centered questions broaden the coachee's sphere of responsibility by considering multiple stakeholder perspectives: customers, staff, shareholders, society, family, and friends. These questions invite coachees to explore the systemic impact of their thinking. 3. Giving the system a voice involves trusting intuitive moments when the system itself seems to speak through the coach. The coach must trust these intuitive impulses and speak them without editing, acting as the hollow container that enables the unspoken to be spoken. Systems thinking permeates all other facts components. With feedback, coaches restore missing information flows to the right places. Through accountability, they help reconnect leaders with the consequences of their actions in the larger system. With courageous goals, they intervene at the powerful leverage points of system purpose. And tension relates to exploring the optimal operating range of systems. The facts approach extends beyond coaching into practical leadership applications. As leaders face multiple demands from bosses, peers, direct reports, clients, and external factors, they need a framework for effective decision-making. Many business leaders resist coaching approaches with objections about time constraints, lack of belief in their people, or misalignment with bonus structures. The player-coach concept offers a middle ground between being a pure doer, 100% player, and a pure manager, 100% hands-off. This hybrid role allows leaders to remain involved in direct business activities while simultaneously developing their team and planning strategy, applying facts principles in focused 10-20-minute bursts throughout their day. From a business leadership perspective, the facts principles translate as passionate curiosity, finding answers and solving business problems; trust in future potential, believing in team and organizational goals; letting go of status and expertise, relying on team strengths; speaking truth, being authentic and facing difficult situations; building/honoring contracts, establishing clear expectations with all stakeholders. The facts approach can be applied to practical leadership situations, including delegation, building clear contracts about what must be done, speaking truth about capacity and concerns, providing feedback through milestone monitoring, holding people accountable while providing necessary resources, setting courageous goals that motivate, maintaining optimal tension through check-ins, and applying systems thinking to connect the delegated task to broader organizational goals. Performance management. Addressing performance issues through a three-step process. 1. Building the contract to ensure understanding of standards and expectations. 2. Speaking truth and facing facts through clear feedback when performance drops. And 3. Establishing accountability and action to rebuild the contract with clear consequences. Personal objective setting. Challenging safe objectives by pushing for courageous goals, asking what would really excite you, rather than accepting incremental improvements. By creating tension and applying systems thinking, leaders can help direct reports move from modest targets to pursuing transformative goals. Client negotiation. Speaking truth about scope creep by addressing increasing requests that exceed the contract. By maintaining tension and staying in the zone of uncomfortable debate while remaining professional, leaders can create mutually beneficial business relationships. The facts approach is not a sequential model to be rigidly followed, but an iterative, flexible process. Different business situations require different emphasis on various components of the model. A skilled leader applies facts principles selectively to achieve desired outcomes. The approach aims to simultaneously drive business results and develop people. These goals aren't mutually exclusive, but symbiotic. Beyond practical applications, the facts approach has broader philosophical implications. The authors introduce a freedom/responsibility matrix as a parallel to the support challenge matrix, suggesting that optimal performance comes from balancing personal freedom with collective responsibility. Society and business are moving from low freedom, low responsibility, dependence, to high freedom, low responsibility, independence, mirroring human development from childhood to adolescence. Traditional person-centered coaching has supported this transition, reconnecting people with their identity and power while offering freedom as its goal. However, our society risks embracing freedom without discretion or limit, becoming stuck in permanent adolescence. This blind freedom manifests in abuses of power, rebellion, denial of impact on others, insatiable desire for more, and emotional numbness despite material abundance. Business examples include rogue traders whose unauthorized activities caused massive financial losses and corporate disasters that affected global economies, environments, and human lives. We need to transition from adolescence to adulthood, from independence to interdependence, from high freedom, low responsibility to high freedom, high responsibility. On a planet with limited resources and billions of people with unique needs, blind pursuit of personal freedom is unsustainable. As Clarence Darrow noted, you can only protect your liberties in this world by protecting the other man's freedom. FACTS Coaching facilitates this shift from independence to interdependence by establishing clear principles and approaches that balance individual freedom with collective responsibility. Rather than creating a complex ology or dogmatic model, the authors present these ideas as practitioners, offering them as fuel for conversation and evolution. The FACTS coaching approach can be understood through the lens of Taoist philosophy's yin and yang energies, offering a nuanced framework for modern coaching practice. Traditional coaching emerged as a predominantly yin, soft, receptive, nurturing practice within the yang-dominated, hard, directive, action-oriented business world. This created an interesting dynamic where coaching served as a counterbalance to the aggressive, results-driven corporate environment. As business evolves toward more yin qualities, embracing sustainability, diverse leadership styles, emotional intelligence, and broader stakeholder concerns, coaching must adapt by incorporating yang interventions like the FACTS approach to maintain its effectiveness and relevance. Effective coaching requires consciously balancing both energies, working at their creative interface where true transformation occurs. The yin aspects manifest in deep listening, empathy, and creating safe spaces for reflection, while yang elements appear in challenging assumptions, setting clear expectations, and driving accountability. The FACTS model doesn't replace traditional supportive coaching, but complements it, allowing practitioners to respond dynamically to different individuals, situations, and organizational cultures. For example, a coach might begin a session with yin energy, building rapport and understanding, before shifting to yang energy to challenge limiting beliefs or push for concrete action steps. This balance represents an artistic dance rather than a scientific equation, with coaches developing the wisdom to intuitively gauge the right approach for maximum system-wide impact. Sometimes this means holding space for emotional processing, yin, while other times it requires direct feedback about blind spots, yang. The skilled coach learns to read subtle cues and shift between these energies fluidly, much like a martial artist adapting to their opponent's movements. The ultimate message is a call for courage, to have difficult conversations, speak ignored truths, and name unfulfilling realities, all in service of the wider organizational system. This requires coaches to develop their capacity in both energies, the gentleness to create psychological safety and the strength to challenge status quo thinking. As organizations face increasingly complex challenges, this balanced approach becomes even more critical. Modern coaches must embody both the nurturing wisdom of yin and the transformative power of yang to facilitate meaningful change. As Lao Tzu might say, countless words count less than the silent balance between yin and yang. This ancient wisdom reminds us that effective coaching isn't about choosing one approach over another, but about finding the dynamic equilibrium that serves both individual growth and organizational transformation.